very, very concerned about this news just after being announced that there are two branches of Ulster Bank being closed in Donegal, one in Raphoe and one in my particular area here in Ardbeg. Now, it's the only bank in Ardbeg, and we're, you know, I mean, we're a very tourist area. We're a very, I think I would be fair to say, a very popular area. Our branch, for instance, I was in our branch on Monday and really had to leave the branch and come back later because the queues were so big there. It's a devastating attack again on the fabric of rural Ireland. It's just another attack. We're probably not big in industry like they are in other places, and unfortunately we're suffering because a bank has to make a profit and they'll cut at the rural community again.
But there is also the issue as well, not only for tourists but locals, as to, you know, where is the next facility, holding on to cash perhaps in businesses or homes. I mean, there's a lot to this, there's a lot of issues.
Of course there is. You know, no one like consults with anybody, no one talks to anybody, just suddenly these decisions are made. It's just a total disregard and disrespect for ordinary people, and it's just, as I said, it's just another standard attack on our community again, and it's so frustrating. It's look, our post offices, we're very concerned about our post office in Ardbeg and our post office in Glepties and all round, because we're concerned about post offices and then the threat that's there as well. And, you know, that risk is still there for us all, plus the fact now we're potentially going to lose our bank, and it's so disturbing and so deflating for people who are working in communities, trying to keep communities alive, trying to entice people. You know, I see BuzzFeed has actually mentioned Ardbeg yesterday as one of the most nicest towns in Europe. Out of 11 towns in Europe were mentioned, and yet now we have, how can we facilitate and enhance ourselves and increase our potential when we don't even have a bank?
Finally, is this a fait accompli, or do you want anyone with any influence to try and influence this decision being reversed?
Well, certainly that's what we want, if there's any possibility, because, you know, like the fact that nobody's been told, it just happened, and it's announced on the social media just a couple of hours ago, and it's nobody's advised, and I hope that anybody that can do anything for us, I would appreciate their help very much, Greg.